Good day. This is Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Sunday, November 9th, 2025. Let's dive into this week's notable happenings in the Australian insurance sector. First up, in an innovative move, Sydney-based insurtech firm UpCover has rolled out a new management liability insurance product, tailored specifically for Australian small to medium enterprises and sole traders. It aims to provide a financial safety net against employment disputes, tax audits, financial crimes, and legal claims. With prices starting conveniently at $780 annually for $1 million coverage and options scaling up to $10 million, the product is designed to lighten the heavy financial burden of litigation. This offering lends further variety to UpCover's line of insurance products and reinforces their commitment to meeting diverse business needs. With the backing of ProRisk and Swiss Re, UpCover keeps pushing the boundary of insurance solutions. Moving on, recent data shows stability in the professional indemnity insurance sector. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or what we call APRA, has revealed a steady trend in claims alongside a 6% decline in gross written premiums. This suggests an increase in competition among insurers, potentially leading to more attractive pricing or fewer policies written. Businesses might seize these opportunities for better insurance rates, but should ensure their coverage responds adequately to their needs. Monitoring these insurance market trends is crucial to making informed decisions. Now let's switch gears and look at challenges the Australian hospitality sector is grappling with. Rising insurance premiums add to the list, increasing financial pressure on businesses. In the past year, insurance costs have seen an 11% rise, down from a peak of 16.4% inflation previously. Even though the pace of inflation is easing somewhat, the hospitality sector, especially small independent operators, can expect to see premiums climb due to changes in reinsurance costs. It's crucial for business owners to reassess their risk and insurance strategies under this looming uncertainty. Counteracting these rising operational costs, the Restaurant and Catering Association has advocated for surcharges, especially during weekends and public holidays. Business sustainability is paramount when wages can surge by up to 250%. Strategies like surcharges, streamlining operations, and leveraging technology are pivotal in buttressing the resilience of such establishments. Well, that's all for this week's Insurance News Roundup. Remember, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead in this changing landscape. For additional perspective on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori, wishing you continued success in all your insurance decisions. Until next week, goodbye.